Art Zawadzki, he is the general manager of the Peace Regional Waste Management Company. He joins us on the line today. Art, thank you very much for joining us. A few changes have come to the approach of the Eco Center in Peace River. Please, comments on said changes.
We've had a lot of changes at the Eco Center over the years. Most recent change is we've gated the front of the Eco Center, so its access isn't available 24/7 to everybody anymore. It's gated. We have a stoplight. You're required to stop and let us know who you are. If you've been through before and you're from Peace River, Northern Sunrise County, or the village of Nampa, we've issued you an access card, and you just have to show the card, and then you can come in. If you've not been here before, we'll ask you to come in. We just verify where you're coming from to make sure you're part of our member municipalities, and then we issue an access card, and then from now on you can come in during our operating hours. And our operating hours also have changed. We were open Monday to Thursday from 9 to 5, Monday to Wednesday 9 to 5. Thursday was open 10 to 6, and Friday we were open 9 to 5 again. Now we're open those hours plus Saturday 10 to 2.
Why the changes made?
Well, the changes were for a variety of reasons. I guess the main reason is that the Eco Center runs at a deficit, and that deficit was subsidized by the East Peace Regional Landfill. We made enough money to pay for the loss at the Eco Center, and most of that profit came from our oil field waste. When the oil field went south on us, and we started, we got a lot less for a couple of years there, it was hard to manage that deficit. So we did a number of surveys and found that over 30% of the business coming into the Eco Center wasn't actually from our member municipalities. So that's not quite fair that people paying tax in our area or in other areas weren't using facilities in their own areas. They were using ours for free. So it was a board decision to, find a way to stop that. And that's just what we did. So if you're coming from other municipalities, there is no access to the Eco Center.
Is there also a possible concern that there might be a little bit too much abuse of the usage of the Eco Center by customers? In other words, they're either putting it in the wrong bin, they're possibly using it as a garbage dump, that sort of thing?
Yes, always a concern with recycling is contamination. And contamination can mean you're just putting the wrong thing in the wrong place, or you're putting soiled things in with your, cardboard or plastic or that kind of contamination. Or you're just looking for an easy way to get rid of garbage. That happens too. So this way, we have a lot better control. And that's obviously a big part of why we did this.
How can one use the Eco Center? In other words, have proof? I guess it's sort of have proof. The fact that you're in the eligible jurisdictions and you can get a card, or you are actually, or prove that you're actually from the jurisdiction.
Oh, it's easy. Just come in, talk to our staff. You can show me a utility bill. You can show me your driver's license. We want to just verify where you live. That's all.
Art Zawadzki is the general manager of the Peace Regional Waste Management Company. Art, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.